Det her er bare en advarsel om, at det her for en gang skyld er en engelsksproget episode. Velkommen til afsnittet.
This is the sound of the Director General of the Danish Health Authority during the COVID pandemic saying.
Sex er godt.
Sex is great.
Sex er sundt.
Sex is healthy.
Sundhedsstyrelsen går ind for sex.
The Danish Health Authority advocates sex. I just love this soundbite and I find that it supports my podcast well, so here we begin. In the swingers club, there's no demand that you need to have sex and there's also no guarantee that sex will happen. But you can be sure that there's safety, security and the ability to keep a secret. And it's the land of possibilities. Perhaps that's why my life, not only sex life, but also all other aspects have changed for the better since I started swinging. Naturally, my wish is that more people will leave their worries about the swingers lifestyle behind, and that's why I made this podcast on swinging. I interview other swingers, new as well as experienced. They're singles and couples. We talk about life before and after that landmark first visit into the lifestyle for you to take the position on the fly of the wall and perhaps feel just a little relieved in the decision to take the step into the club. Hopefully, it will be more easy for you than it was for me. Welcome to the club. My main podcast is in Danish, but as I'm traveling and love to learn more about the international swinging as well, I'll produce episodes in English whenever possible. If you're interested in participating or if you have ideas for the podcast, please do not hesitate to contact me if you see me or on Instagram where you can follow the podcast on Swinger Podcast without the vowels.
Hi Nikita and Sean.
Hey, how are you?
How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Great, thank you.
Ready for participating in a podcast?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Is this your first podcast?
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh. Oh, great. And welcome to Swinger.
Thank you.
So how do we know each other?
We met at the drinks at Red Heaven.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So it was a mingle event?
Yes.
If I recall.
Yes, it was a drinks and mingle. Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was like we were just about to leave and I think someone introduced you.
Yes. I believe that's why. Yes. Yeah. And we were yapping for a couple of hours,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how we landed here.
Yeah. So why did you agree to participate in my little podcast?
Sounded interesting and fun. And also get a chance to sort of express the lifestyle, I guess.
With other people that do it as well, because you can't really talk to your best friends about it.
Yeah, that's the thing here. Mm-hmm. I think it's a thing in Denmark as well, but I think it's more here. People are very secretive.
A lot more conservative, I think, when it comes to sexuality. Yes.
Yeah. Mm. It's a little bit frowned upon to be open and naughty.
Yeah. Do you find that? Have you tried talking to what we would call clothing friends?
Well,
not our direct circle of friends.
Not our direct circle, because it is frowned upon. Even my, like, I used to get my eyelashes done, and then she told me a story about how one of her other clients had a threesome, but it was like the whole neighborhood knew about it, but it was like bad.
Yes. Oh. It's still fucking interesting. The whole neighborhood talked about it.
Yeah.
But everyone was frowned upon. So I think the fact that everyone was talking about it means it generates some sort of interest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, not talking about the weather, talking about what the next door neighbor did.
Yes. But they were saying, oh my gosh, she did that. And I was like, cool, good for her. Yeah.
Did you express that when you were?
I sort of said that. I went, oh, well, yeah, good for her.
All right. So who are you when you're not exactly swinging?
A mum.
Yes. A husband and wife and, parents of four.
Normal citizens.
Yes, that's right.
May I ask how old you are?
I am 49 in 2 weeks.
And I'm 52.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you were married and that's to each other.
Correct. Yes.
In this in this scenario, we sometimes have...
We've met several people like that.
We met a very interesting story once.
Yeah.
Yes, very interesting. It still complexes us to this day, but yeah, it's not our thing, but definitely it worked for those people, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Right. Can you explain just a little, as much as you're comfortable with, about what you look like?
I'm short, blonde, just a petite little girl.
And I'm pretty much your standard, I don't know, pretty fit for 52, I guess, Aussie sort of guy. Yeah.
Is there anything that you like about your own appearance?
We both feel young for our age. You know, a lot of people say that we look good for our age too. So I guess maybe looking young, feeling young, and not having any ill healths, you know what I mean? We're still very healthy. So a lot of, you know, we've lost a couple of friends over the years and stuff. So you had bad health, but I think we're going to be blessed with good genes and good health, I think. So, yeah.
I just have learnt to embrace myself since meeting Sean.
Yeah,
because I never used to wear bikinis or anything like that, and so now I'm just loving it.
Nice, because that's my next question. Has your body image changed since you started this lifestyle?
You can probably tell the story because it's sort of us, we've been together now for over 5 years. Yes, I think I feel Nikita's journey's been a little bit different because it's sort of been embracing her body image as well as her sexuality. So Nikita, maybe you should tell your side of the story.
Well, in my previous marriage, I was put down, body shamed, so I couldn't ever, I didn't like myself.
No.
But now I do.
Right, so it's a combination of meeting Sean and...
Yes.
And also using being in the lifestyle. Did you start immediately or...?
No, it's been an evolution.
Yeah, it's been a journey. So we've been together just over 5 years. It was probably a couple of years in and we were sort of playing around the bedroom and whatnot and talking about stuff, and I noticed Nikita's reaction to a couple of things and so I let her know that I was... that I would be up for that, and just went from there. So it's been it hasn't been an overnight thing, or it's just been something that we discovered together, and it's been a lot of slow evolution, but it's sort of, it's been...
One thing has led to another, has led to another.
Yes, correct.
Has led to another.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One experience would open our eyes, and then it just,
would teach us something that we like and something that we don't want to try again, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it's definitely been a good progression each time we've had an experience,
Yeah, so it was not like a big conversation, like, honey?
Yeah, no.
It wasn't one person approaching the other. Mm-hmm. It was one thing, you know, role-playing in the bedroom and stuff like that. And then it sort of led to, I'd be open for that. And Nikita was saying, I'd be open for that too. It was okay. It was like a mutual discovery. It wasn't one saying, I've done this or I've done that before, let's do this. It was just something that sort of happened in our own journey.
It did. And it was like one small step.
Correct. Yep.
Like first we started with going to strip clubs and
stuff like that.
That's probably where it started, wasn't it?
It's been a very organic journey. It hasn't been someone pushing their own agenda, or it's been both our own discovery.
So but anyway, I mean, you were explaining that it started kind of fantasizing in the bedroom, but there's still a major step from having a fantasy until, you know, one day getting ready, like this is today, now we're doing it.
I agree. And then I think the first time we ventured into doing something, I was like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Because talking about it is very different to actually doing it.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure that, and then it was fine.
Yes, you did. Yep. Yes.
What were you? Were you afraid of anything, or?
The only thing I was afraid of was really ruining our relationship if there was trust issues, or that was the only thing I thought about. But there wasn't. No.
But that's a funny thing, because I think a lot of people, when they are considering moving into the lifestyle, they are scared of jealousy. They're scared of, as you said, doing something that would
jeopardize the partnership that you have.
Exactly. Whereas once you're in it, you start realizing that this is something you're doing together.
Yes.
So it's very different, and I'm struggling quite a lot to explain that to people outside the lifestyle.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree.
And that's one thing Nikita and I went into this. So we talked about every possible angle, every scenario, why before we did anything. And we both come to the agreement, if you're going to do it, like, and you're going to play with other people, you've got to enjoy it and enjoy them. Otherwise, there's no point of going there and sort of half-assing it, half doing it. And then her coming to me and saying that, oh, I sort of like that, when deep down she really enjoyed it. And I'm going, well, hang on, is she just saying that because she doesn't want to hurt my feelings? So we covered all those tough conversations before we even thought about inviting someone else into our bedroom.
How did you do that?
Just open, honest communication. Just pure communication from the real heart, yeah.
But was it like every Saturday now we sit down, have a glass of wine and have this conversation, or was it...
Yeah, it sort of just happens organically after a few glasses of wine.
Yes, and we sort of do a thing, you know. I have a stressful job, and then usually Friday nights I'll come home, and that night we call it a Friday night thing, and we'll sit down and we'll have some wine.
Yeah.
And we'll get a little bit loose, and that's when we usually talk about this stuff. So you're not, well, Saturday we do it on a Friday night. So what you said is absolutely correct with us. Yes.
And then how's that conversation? Is that still going?
Yes, absolutely. Probably more so. As things progressed and we worked out what we liked, and some experience. We liked, we enjoyed and loved every single experience, but it was some bits, some very elements we liked more than different. Others. So we tried to capitalize on the things that we both liked, and then move forward towards those.
And each experience has been completely different too, hasn't it?
That's a funny thing.
All been amazing, absolutely amazing. And that's the thing too. We don't. It's funny, and this might shock a lot of your viewers, we don't call ourselves swingers.
No.
What we're open for experiences and amazing experiences, but we don't have to play or sleep with other people because we feel the need. Like, we really enjoy and love doing it. If it doesn't happen for 2 years, it doesn't happen. If it happens every weekend for a couple of months, so be it. So that's one thing we pride ourselves on too. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know what the definition of swingers is, but to us it's just like swapping for a couple just to do other people, which is not what we do.
We're happy for others to do that, but that's just not our thing, you know what I mean?
Actually, we just recently saw a couple who didn't used to do full swap. And they seemed a little, you know, we have experienced that a lot of people are a little kind of almost embarrassed to say that they don't full swap, and kind of like, do you want to meet us anyway? Whereas for us, it's the experience.
Yeah.
We don't care whose genitals touches whose genitals. I mean, that's not important.
It's not.
It's the experience. It's the vibe.
I agree.
Absolutely. And look, we had a good experience, you know, before Christmas where we were meeting up with a couple, and we got really sick the week before. Leading up to it, and we didn't want to tell them to the very last day, hey, we're okay. And then when we told them, hey guys, look, we were really sick leading up to this, they said, we wouldn't care, we would have come meet you guys and just talk to you all weekend. And we thought that was really lovely too. So that's what I mean. It's not about, it doesn't always have to be about the sexual, you know, the physical touch. You can just hang out with like-minded people and still have a good sexy time too. That's one thing we've discovered.
But still, it's a little different than meeting with couples who are not in the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Can you explain a little about that, how it's different?
Well, they're more uptight.
It's funny that you say that because we'll go out and we have people approach us a lot. So, and they're not necessarily in their lifestyle, so to speak. So. We should say the photographer at our wedding.
Oh yes, that's.
She actually she got a gig from us because she actually tried to hit on Nikita. Yes. We were out one night just partying at a restaurant / nightclub, and then she tried hitting on Nikita one night, and then so got the phone number, started talking. Nothing ever happened, but she ended up being our photographer at our wedding.
Yes. But we were with other friends that are not in the lifestyle that night, and. Yeah. she was a little bit...
They weren't impressed.
Put out.
Yes, with the flirting between Nikita and the photographer.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, look, a lot of our experiences have come from people outside the lifestyle, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
A lot.
Mm.
Probably 60, 70%.
I forgot about that story.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. But that's impressive.
Yeah.
Because for us, that's kind of a fantasy, you know, just
going
to a bar, meeting somebody who's not in the lifestyle and then having just some kind of experience, mm-hmm. kind of picking up people that we don't know and picking up a couple because that's...
Rare.
Yeah, that would be fun. Well, but we're like, it's never happening to us.
That happened to us.
All the time. Yeah. Everywhere we go. Like we went to...
Maybe we can go out with you guys.
Absolutely, you should. You should. We were at a strip club one night. And Annette and I were there. And there was another couple over the other side. And look, and she was gorgeous. You know, he was pretty cool. And then we didn't pay any attention. And then we actually just left the strip club at the same time.
Yes.
And Nikita and her bumped into each other at the front and said, what are you doing? And the last train had already been gone and we had to wait several hours for the next train.
Yes.
And next thing you know, we're sitting back in the hotel room. And,
nice.
Yeah, and now from a different state.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So that happens to us all the time.
Okay, that happens to us, but only in Cap d'Agde. Do you know where that is?
No.
Okay, it's a city in... or a village in the southern part of France, where there's a city wall, and when you're inside the city wall, clothing is optional.
Oh, wow.
So I want to go there.
It's very nice. It's a naturist city, but over time, it's been there since the 70s, but over time, it's developed into half lifestyle, half naturist.
Wow. Okay.
And in peak season, there are 40,000 people there. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
They keep it a secret. Everybody in France knows about
it. There's 40,000 people there. It's coming that big of a secret.
I need to look this place up. I need to do some research.
We will give you some links.
I think Nikita's just booked down next holiday.
Yeah. It's very... Actually, I was in the lifestyle for 4 years before I heard about this.
Yeah.
But everybody in France seems to know about it. Mm-hmm. It's just they don't let other people know.
Mm. Okay.
You know, France, they're like... It's nothing is in English. They're web pages. You have to have them
translated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And Linus knows a little French. And, you know, we started coming there before AI was such a big thing.
Yep.
So he was trying with his school French to understand. What is this? Is it true? Can you be naked all the
time? Can you be naked all the time?
And it's really true. So we prefer to have some kind of clothing on.
Yep.
But it's optional even if you go to the grocery store or the hairdresser to the bakery.
Is that hygienic in the grocery store?
And everybody is so nice. Because I think it's because you don't know if you might bump into people later in the swingers club. So you're
very vulnerable too.
Also that, yeah. So, you know, waiting in line, it's like, oh, you want to go in front and it's...
That could be an interesting experience.
I reckon.
Yeah. You should go.
Yeah.
We spend every summer there.
Oh, she's Googling as soon as we get home, don't worry.
Yeah, and we can give you some tips.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what did you... I'm going back to the questions.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about what you look like, and then I would like to know, what did you think a swinger looked like before you started the lifestyle?
Actually, I thought... I don't know, really. I didn't really have any preconceived... there are a lot more diverse than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I can say.
I remember we first started looking online and going to some websites,
mm-hmm.
And we thought we'd be too old.
Mm.
We thought everyone's going to be young, beautiful, vibrant. And I mean, we thought, you know, because we're pretty fit and look young for our age. Mm-hmm. I thought we've way missed the bus on this one.
That's what I thought.
And then we're actually quite pleasantly surprised. Most people around our age. So,
most.
And yeah, it was like very surprising. So that's one thing. I expected one to be young, but it's actually the opposite for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's when you get more sexual confidence as you get older.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. And also, it can be a difficult thing to find the time for when you're having small kids.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Your mind's not there.
No.
You're not feeling that sexy when you've got small children.
No. But then, have you tried using the scene in other countries?
No.
No.
Right. Okay. When we're here, I'm a little surprised to learn how much is online. Whereas in Denmark, we have a lot of swingers clubs. There's 6 million people in Denmark, approximately. We have 11 swingers clubs.
Okay.
The largest one holds approximately 300 people.
Wow.
Every Friday and Saturday.
We've seen a couple online, haven't we?
So that's a lot for the number of population.
Mm. Yeah. In Sydney.
There's like one.
There's one true swingers club.
Yes.
Without any brothel.
Yeah.
And so that's our secret spot. We can as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mention that, and they hold like, I don't know, 150 people or something.
Yeah. Is that all?
Yeah, yeah.
It seemed very crowded when we were there.
Yeah, we've been there.
It's very popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you've been there once?
Been there once, yes. Yes.
So how do you manage the online thing? Oh, you don't do that because you meet people.
No, we do. We have the profile online, which we look at every Friday night, you know, after a couple of drinks and have our conversation and see what we're in the mood for, sort of thing.
Nice.
But to be honest, we've only met one couple since being online for about 12 months.
Okay.
We had a couple of FaceTimes, and mm-hmm. generally find a lot of people online. A couple looks great, they sound great when you sort of connect, but it seems to be the guy pushing it too.
Yeah.
And it's one thing that we're very big on, and Nikita and the girl need to connect first, and then once they're comfortable, and then the four of us need to be comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, as soon as we say, okay, and we think it's just the guy typing away, let's do a FaceTime, let's the four of us talk, and it seems to drop off the radar.
Yeah.
And that way we don't pursue that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
don't waste your time.
It's weird, because how are they not going to get found out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We even had a date with somebody that, I think it was a guy, and he had this huge setup where we started texting. It looked like it was a couple.
Mm.
But then he said after a while, is it okay if we invited another couple? And we were like, well, okay, no worries. And then he said, oh, and how about I invite a single guy? So I think
he was the single guy. Yes. Yeah.
And then he was trying to arrange for two couples that he liked to meet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe just one. Maybe it was just be us and then him.
But why not just be upfront about that?
Yeah, that's it. And we also, we have a major thing with the face pics.
Yep.
Mm.
So here people are so secretive. We even have a few where we've had to send like a message saying, thank you for the face pic, but if you're wearing a hat and sunglasses, I can't see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we have a real face pic?
Yeah.
And look, and that's one thing we talk about too. Like, if you're exploring this possibility and the four of you or whatever it's going to be, you end up being naked, you know what I mean? There's no hiding once you're there. So what's the use of...
Who cares about the fact?
If you're trying to connect with someone to be naked and have sex, what's the use of wearing glasses and a hat? Because they're going to catch you out anyway. So if you're trying to hide now, there's no end game to that.
No.
Is there?
I've seen ones with the scratched out faces on the profiles.
Yeah.
Mm. You're like, okay, why?
Yeah, so we much prefer people be honest from the start.
Yeah.
And just show us you. Like, not everyone, you know, it's hard enough to find a guy and a girl that are attracted to each other these days, never to find three or four people, you know what I mean? So, and that's one thing we pride ourselves on too. It's okay for you not to like us. Yeah. It's okay for us not to like you, you know what I mean? So, and that's the thing, and Nikita and I have too. Unless we both like whoever we're playing with, it's no go.
Yeah. Yes, we've had that conundrum before.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Where we've both liked the female, but the male is like...
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So we're rather
way too often.
Exactly right. So
I think
just
it's harder for the for a woman to like the male.
Yeah, I don't know why.
It is for me. It's women are not hard because women are beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, women are curvy. You know what I mean?
Yes,
yeah.
But the men are much more difficult.
Agreed.
Yeah, but I don't know why. It's it's a big mystery for me because I think I like both genders, but I might prefer men just a little bit, you know, maybe 52%. And still my taste when it comes to women is much more open. Like,
I would agree,
both in terms of how they look in the face and the body. hardly care.
I find men can be creepy too, and they
yeah,
that's the whole thing for me. It's more than looks, it's about the, I don't know, the way you carry yourself, charisma, that's everything.
But also it's about the way that couple vibes as well, the energy between the two.
Yeah.
And one of them could be, you know, have good energy, and the other one could sort of be
like
if the couple's vibing, and then it's sort of them together become more attractive as well. Or more interesting, more exotic.
And I'm into gentlemen.
I
like an old style gentleman. That's rare.
But it is, it's very different here compared to, because we have so many clubs in Denmark, also in Germany, there's a lot of clubs. So you can just go to the club, and it's easier to find out who you like when you meet people in real life. That's also why we went to the Mingle.
Yes.
Whereas if you're only talking online, it's a little more difficult.
Totally agree.
I agree.
And that's why we probably had more experiences where we've met people out and about, because we like that organic sort of get carried away in the moment thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I would like that. But okay, please explain it to me now very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
How... Okay, we meet at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Linus and I are having a drink. You guys are having a drink. Then what do you say? How do you...
So it's usually, from our previous experience, it's usually the girls that find each other.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So Nikita will
pick up on a vibe.
Pick up on a vibe, or another girl will send Nikita a vibe, and then and she's very quick to jump on it, sort of thing. And then mingle, you know, Nikita's very outgoing, so she gets half a vibe, she's over there talking to the lady, and then it sort of goes from there.
But I learnt that from you. So when we first met, we went out one night, and he said, that girl was just hitting on you, and I said, no, she was just commenting on my bag or something, and he said, did you not get that? And so now I've learnt too. I was a little bit naive before.
I was in the music scene for a long time. And I was a DJ.
Yeah.
So I got to see a lot of things. So I pick up on perceptions of people in the crowd very quickly. Yes.
Ah, so you know when people... Because that's the thing. I also think I wouldn't know.
Mm.
I'm better at it now.
Yes.
We've started... Because we're only dating people in the lifestyle. So we will just come out and ask. Because it's easier.
Yep.
For us, it's like... Yeah. I think we're very much people too, but still it's so difficult. So,
Well, I'd say to get two people together is difficult these days. To get three or four people, when everyone has the same level of intensity for attraction and whatnot, it's hard to get,
But it is easier when you meet people face to face.
Absolutely,
Definitely. Yep. And we're also, when we're here, we don't have any kids. When we're back in Denmark, we do have kids.
Yep.
Only one that lives at home, but still we don't have so much time.
Mm-hmm.
Here we're more open to going out, just meeting people, and then we can meet at another occasion, doing something more intimate maybe. Whereas in Denmark we only have one night and then we go to the club, and it's easier. It's not that we meet somebody all the time, but it's still sexy, you know.
Yes, it's sort of the same with us, I guess, because we have... lots of children at home. So we don't get much time to get out, do we?
So
we have to plan it.
We definitely plan our we try to get out once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once a month.
Yeah.
Mm.
But we definitely have to plan it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we. But we have, Linus is our secretary.
Okay. So the night that we met you guys at the drinks night, I think we probably had that planned 3 or 4 weeks in advance. That we're going to go that.
Yeah.
Kids, where are you all at? You're here, you're there, you're there. Okay, cool. That gives us a chance to.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Run amok.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a lot of planning, but we do need to think four 4 weeks in advance. Mm. Yeah.
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 So do your kids and family know what you're doing?
God, no.
No.
No. And why is that?
That's a very good question.
Partly because of my ex.
Yes.
And it's a very small town.
Yes. Yeah.
A small town.
But look.
It's on the outskirts.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So it's a suburb.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
But look, generally, it's not that we don't want anyone to know or ashamed of it. It's also, it's a very personal thing for Nikita and I too.
Mm. I don't think children would understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, telling the kids is... on the one hand, I think it allows them to come and say something that might be difficult later on.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it's you don't want to involve them too much,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're not with the other parent.
Yes.
Because it's like, they don't want to know. Yes. They don't even want to know with their biological parents, but they definitely don't want to know. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but because of the podcast, our kids know. But
okay.
It's not that we talk about it every night. It's
yeah.
just they know. But we still, we're not very explicit. So whenever we go to the club, we're just like, we're going out.
Yes.
Yep.
Going out dancing, something like that.
Yes.
Because okay. they don't need to know the details, no. you know. But it's nice for us that they know.
Yes. Like, I'm sure our oldest son knows a little bit because we often go out with him in the city and then we'll disappear. And
yes.
He'll say, I know you're going to the strip club or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We actually took him to one.
Yeah, we did.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Him and his friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And how did they like it?
They liked it.
I did just recently.
Yes. Mm. One of his friends was saying, come on, let's go halves in a private show.
Yes. So we say friends, his female friends and his male friends too. So
yeah.
He actually had his first gig as a DJ. So then we went out and we're already in the King's Cross area. So they all come along. We had a couple of hours to kill. So Nikita's gone, let's go to the strippers.
Was it me?
It was you. Yes.
Are you sure? That doesn't sound like me at all.
You would never.
No.
You're a good girl, aren't you?
Sometimes.
So what do you think it contributes to? How do you think it contributes to your life, being in the lifestyle? Because it seems that you're here to stay.
Mm.
I think it brings us closer together,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Adds excitement, closer together.
It's more it increases the intimacy.
Yeah, absolutely. The honesty level too. The honesty level. So, look, going into civics now, like every time we have an experience, we'll share what we liked and what turned us on. And having your partner say, he or she did that, you know, mm-hmm. to my wife, and she's telling me, like, that's the honesty part there. It's like, wow, she gets to tell me that. There's no, you know, there's no trust issues there. She doesn't, we feel that she needs to not tell me something to offend me because she trusts me that much. That's what we love. You know, that. And that's what we call the true intimacy, that mental connection where we get to talk and tell each other how that truly made us feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if I understand you correctly, it's something that you feel has come with the lifestyle?
I think it's just the honesty. And I think we always speak about this, but talking about it afterwards
mm-hmm.
is the best bit.
Yeah, it's the sexiest part. Yeah.
Yes, we love that bit.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So we have a good experience and then might be doing our Friday night thing, and Nikita will mention, I remember this, and I say, mm-hmm. yeah, that was really hard, that was fun, we should do that again, and that's the part that we find really attractive and sexy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just, sometimes I'm wondering, because when I started the lifestyle, I was single, and then I started the podcast, and so I got to talk to a lot of couples, but also single people,
mm-hmm.
and I've noticed that it seems that the couples have some kind of connection that I don't recognize in couples that are not in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So what I'm wondering is, if is this something that comes prior to starting in the lifestyle? Is it something that you had already?
Sort of. I think the lifestyles enhanced that, but we always, when we first met, we were always totally honest with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I think to what you're saying is, I think that with our connection, I think having these experiences and sort of being in that lifestyle has come along as part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because we're both attracted to that firstly, so we both gravitated towards that. I think it was more because we're so honest with it. Mm-hmm. I think it was just something, it was an experience that we had when actually it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's that excited us. Let's do that every now and then or even more often, when it pops up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we do. It has enhanced our connection and intimacy.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I just recently started as a couples therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm talking to people who are in the lifestyle, they seem so happy. And they also, some of them explained to me how they were always relatively good at communicating, mm-hmm. but it's like it has improved their communication yes. skills so much mm-hmm. that they benefit from that whenever they have to talk about other stuff.
Mm. I would say that's true too. It has enhanced those open conversations about other challenges in life, being the kids or other aspects of our relationship too, because we have such honesty in intimacy
yeah.
that filters it into other part of our life. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if we assume that being in the lifestyle is good for you, would you then recommend it to everybody, or is it something that's only
for... I don't know, because some people we talk to, and you know, you'll grant this, one party seems more pushy or more enthusiastic than the other, and sometimes the other person feels like they're tag along. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I think it has both there. We meet a lot of interesting people, and get me wrong, a lot of rock solid couples. We also meet some other people we think, oh, something funky's going on there.
Mm.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm. I would agree.
Yeah.
But some people, I think they're just so uptight that, you know, a lot of wives would think, my husband's not allowed to find anyone else attractive,
mm.
or vice versa.
Yeah.
And I think that's not, that's yeah, not yeah. feasible. Like,
yeah.
You can be married a long time and still find other people attractive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And you, I also, if I understand you correctly, you're having all your experiences together.
Yes.
It's something we pride ourselves on. Yeah, always together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't be fun otherwise.
Yeah.
No, that's it. We were just talking about it because I find that here the scene is a lot smaller,
mm-hmm.
which means that it's more difficult to meet, as you said, a couple where all four people like each other.
Yes.
Yep.
So for practical reasons, we just discussed whether splitting up would be an idea.
Yep.
But that's just not part of the the point.
Yep.
The point is for us to do this together.
Yes.
Yep.
So we would rather kind of have a few misses and then...
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the fun.
Yeah, that's right. Like if either of us are involved in a situation, we want to watch or see too. Yeah. And that's the part that we both prefer.
Yes. So
when we're playing, mm-hmm. I would much prefer, what really turns me on is watching my wife getting pleasure, not me having something new. You know, and same with my wife.
But that's what I like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we...
So I wouldn't work without each other.
We had a really good experience with a couple and they tried to blindfold us. And we're like, no, we look, this is great, guys. We appreciate it. But for us to really enjoy this moment, we need to watch our partners.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, not for that security blanket, but for our own level of excitement.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, because I could hear. I was like, no, I have to go. Yes.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about the level of secrecy here? We did talk about it already, but I think sometimes it kind of stands in the way of meeting people because they're so secretive about it that it becomes almost impossible. How do you handle that?
I don't know, but it is more difficult. People online are very secretive and
I guess we don't venture down that path. We pretty much filter them out very quickly, mm. unless they're open and honest. Like we've spoken to a lot of people online, we still speak to them. There's no intentions to get physical or play with those couples, mm-hmm. but to have those open those open conversations with them is great because that takes away their secret. It's not mm-hmm. being secretive about it, or they're actually not embarrassed by it as well.
Mm.
But yes, we do have those relationships with people who have met online that you know, but ones who are secretive or close up, we just don't bother taking conversation any further.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to tell evident when you meet someone if they're the real deal or not.
Yeah, especially after a couple of glasses of wine Friday night. So we're very quick to filter them out.
Yes. So that sharpens your senses.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah, this is very difficult. We're very different for us compared to what we're used to because we don't do so much online dating in Denmark.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's completely different. But I think the online scene in Denmark is also quite big. Okay. It's just we haven't used it.
Mm. Yeah. I remember when we met you guys for that drinks night, and mm-hmm. and you sort of touched base on this a little bit. And
yeah.
And Nikita and I sort of looked at it, and we did notice that like it is a much more open, accepted thing over in Europe.
Yeah.
And we did say, wouldn't mind going there one day to experience that.
Yeah.
But we did notice, yes, it does seem to be a lot more open and a bit more in your face. Is that correct in saying that? Yeah.
What about UK? Mm.
We haven't been yet.
Mm. Okay.
But Germany is... The German people, they're just kind of naturists.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So they have a lot of clubs that are... They might be labeled as swingers clubs, but you can just as well go there for drinks and have a nice evening. Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm... They all also serve food in a lot of them.
So you need sustenance.
When we went to our secret spot, that's what we thought. It'd be like you'd go there, you'd mingle, you'd have drinks,
yes.
and you'd venture upstairs.
Yeah.
We were quite surprised how it was like somebody sort of rang a bell or a timer and everyone just went...
Yeah.
It's
like, oh. And they'd already pre...
Organised what they were going to do.
There was no mingling.
Yeah.
At all. No, there was just...
It's difficult actually to mingle in our secret spot because of the layout of the club. Mm.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
So what about overseas in Denmark? You go to the club, is it more mingling interaction with people?
Yeah, I would say so. There's a lot of that.
Yep.
So there are quite large social spaces where you can meet and talk.
Yep.
But of course there are also a lot of additional rooms.
Yep.
But I think it's also part of the problem here is that the rent is so high.
Correct.
In Sydney,
yes.
Whereas in our favorite club in Denmark is so large.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it's out in the countryside.
Yep.
Drive for an hour and then you're there and
That's probably a better spot to have one.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. The running costs of an establishment like that in the city.
But they didn't have a bar, you had to bring your own drinks too.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this about? Yeah.
I think that's about your
license.
It's a legal thing.
Yep.
But in Europe, that's different too. You can get drinks in any club.
Yep.
But for instance, the one in Denmark that we use, we don't drink because we drive. So, and that's actually kind of nice too, because it's nice to know that people are not drunk. It's not that I don't mind people have a few glasses of wine.
Yes.
It's just when they're too drunk, it's uncomfortable.
Yes. Mm.
And consent and all of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's the thing in France as well, because people go there for maybe 5 days and they are drinking heavily.
5 days?
Wow. Yeah.
We're there for 4 weeks. So we're, eating salads and fish, going up for a run in the morning.
Yeah.
And not drinking.
Yeah.
We have one day where we're just drinking and then we will drink until we fall over. have to be carried home. But I think it's in Europe it's different like that.
Mm.
But and also the drinking, I think the more south you go in Europe, there's the more drinking there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because the place in France, it's a holiday thing. So I think people tend to be drinking more during the holidays, regardless of swinging or not.
Yeah. But the idea of going there does definitely interest us.
Mm.
And you have said before, just recently, you'd like to go.
Yeah.
I would.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Germany have so many clubs and they also have a website called joyclub.de, which is also in English and it's free. And you can even chat with people and you can see all the clubs.
Oh, wow.
The dress code and the theme for the evening and everything. You can see that for free.
Wow.
And they have a lot of clubs registered even throughout Europe, but of course mainly focused on Germany. But Germany is a good country because the German people are just open-minded. So when I tell people that I know from Germany for other reasons that we're in the lifestyle, they just shrug their shoulders like, who isn't? It's so different. So Denmark shares a border with Germany, and Denmark is still a little more kind of conservative and
Yes, that explains me too. My mother is from Holland.
Oh, they're very open.
Yes.
So in Holland, they have two very good clubs that I would definitely recommend. But you can have my book if you want. I describe a little about the clubs in Europe as well, the ones that we've seen.
Yeah. Okay.
We try to travel and visit different clubs. And there's also a website, Secret Swingers Lust. They go all over the world and...
they rate the clubs?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good job.
I haven't seen that. Yeah.
They just recently also started an online dating thing.
Okay.
But I'm not sure we haven't been there so much. I'm hoping they will participate in the podcast once.
Yeah, excellent.
So they can explain more themselves, but you could see if you can find... They also visit the Cap d'Agde from time to time.
Okay.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, we have to go to this town.
Yeah. So... Have you ever met somebody in the lifestyle that you knew from outside? Because that's something a lot of people fear.
No, I haven't.
No, not yet. No, not yet. We're conscious of it, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
It may happen.
We have talked about it. Yeah, yeah. No.
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 No. Not yet.
Me neither. Some people, they're like the first night they go to a club and they meet their neighbor.
That'd be awkward.
And in Denmark, people travel to the club furthest away from their house. And guess who's there? Mom!
The one night we did go to our secret spot, we did joke about that.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah. But no.
Yes. Bumping somebody from work or something like that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, then you just slowly.
Go to another room.
I had that happen. But I knew she was coming. It was somebody from my work, because my workplace knows as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been talking about it, you know, this, and then so I knew she was coming.
Okay. Well, that's good if you get a heads up.
Yeah. But and also in Denmark, most of the clubs are so relatively big that it's possible to be there.
Not bump into each other.
Yeah. And even if you see each other, that doesn't matter. It's more like you don't want to. You know, maybe be having sex right next to each other, but it's okay that they're there having a good night too.
Yeah.
And what about the other way around? Have you tried meeting somebody you knew from the lifestyle out in real life?
I don't think so.
So someone that we've hooked up with in lifestyle and then met them casually outside?
Yeah.
No, we sort of have. And we plan to.
Mm-hmm.
We met not one couple that we've clicked with and become friends with as well.
Oh,
yeah. And we do talk them, probably we talk them outside of, you know, the whole sex scene. We will meet with them casually, but we haven't done it yet. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So yes to that question.
But that would be okay, but it's also an option meeting somebody that you know from the scene. Meet them outside. And then it gets very awkward.
Oh, yeah?
It's like I was once at the theater with my mom, and I met a couple I knew from the club. I was like, how do you know those guys? Just friends. I'm sorry, I cannot explain that to you.
Well, we sort of had that at our wedding a little bit with the photographer.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So sort of, with the photographer at our wedding.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know her? Oh, gee, try to hit on my wife one night. Like, what? Oh, I'm just kidding.
I met her out one night with friends.
Yeah.
Nice. So are there any downsides to this lifestyle?
We not don't overplan, but we try to avoid those from the get-go. I mean, we don't we?
Yeah, I don't think we've had any downsides because we're prepared.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely prepared, yeah.
Other couples might.
Yeah, and always go into like a situation open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And really not have, you know, we have our own sort of, not tick the boxes, what would you call them?
Boundaries?
Like, yeah, boundaries or rules or things that excite us.
Yeah.
And if they don't get excited, then we don't pursue that at that particular time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no expectations on anything.
It's never forced.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yep. But I think that's also a little... it's also something that just happens when you get more familiar with the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single meeting is not that important. So in the beginning, you might be a little, especially males sometimes, might be a little kind of...
excited.
Yeah, and are we going to have sex? Whereas... after a while, you get more relaxed, and it's not so important if you have, as I mentioned earlier, penetration is not important.
Yep.
Whatever, nothing is really important. It's the experience.
Absolutely, that's totally us.
Social part of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question that might be a little uncomfortable, and mm-hmm. we can cut this out if you don't like it.
Yep.
But a lot of people are considered with having erectile problems mm-hmm. when they're suddenly meeting other people and suddenly in a sexual situation. It might be something that you have had fantasies about your entire life, and then you're there and suddenly
hasn't happened to you, really.
Gone. No, but it has happened to our first experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
You could tell that one.
Oh, no, but it didn't really matter. It's either doesn't matter to me.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I kind of feel sorry for the men when that happens, and it's like there's no pressure, just relax. There's mm-hmm. other things to do.
Exactly.
Yes, yes. But we have experienced that on the other side too, so mm-hmm. yes, absolutely. And that's one thing that Nikita and I have always said, if we're going to have like a threesome,
mm-hmm.
if it's with a guy or a girl, especially with the guy too, you know, obviously my wife being gorgeous, the guys are very eager to get their hands on her. I don't want the guy just to be there to have sex with my wife. I want him to have like the actual experience of being in an orgy situation. You know what I mean? And look, and I'm totally heterosexual,
mm-hmm.
but I love watching another guy pleasure my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I want him to like being in the orgy situation. Yeah. So that's one thing of us too. Because that's the thing. If the guy's not actually enjoying being in the orgy situation, mm-hmm. he won't be aroused, and that's where those performance issues might come in. If there's two guys together and they're not actually into that scene or situation, mm-hmm. that's when those experiences seem to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same too with the woman. If she's not into my wife, then I'm not really into her too.
Yeah.
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 But it's a little different because it's less visible.
100%.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything you wish you'd known before your first explorations?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
No, but I think because we are so brutally honest in our communication. We pretty much cover everything.
Yeah, I think we had covered everything before.
Yeah.
We took that step.
Yeah, yeah. So our first experience was with a couple. So Nikita had picked up, or the girl had picked up Nikita from a club, and then she brought her new boyfriend into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So then we planned to have, we actually had a FaceTime over the phone.
We did.
And then we decided we'd meet up, and then about a couple of days out before the meet up, they split up.
Oh no.
So I thought, okay, well, let's continue. So he decided to come, she didn't. And that was our first experience.
Ah.
Mm.
Yes. But the night before, Nikita and I are going, okay, well, we're going to have a proper threesome here.
Yeah.
We're going to need to pack lingerie for mm-hmm. Nikita to wear that might impress him. So she was actually packing things to impress another man too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so, yes, that's right. So, but to me, that was part of the excitement too. That here we were packing to impress somebody else. You know what I mean? So that was part of that honesty breaker where we both got to express that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was actually a part of what I didn't like in the beginning. In the beginning, I could have a little bit of jealousy when we were getting ready.
Yeah.
Because I felt like Linus was getting all dressed up and looking good for somebody else.
Yeah.
But now I just really enjoy that he's taking care of himself and getting ready. But I'm, it's like so that funny too. That
it turns me on when other women look at him. It's like, why wouldn't you?
But that's the part I like too. Here I was encouraging my wife to dress sexy to make the situation perfect for us and mm-hmm. for her too, being our first experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it was good for me to show my level of enthusiasm and commitment to this with my wife, sort of going, oh, who cares? Just, you know, it's, which really made that first experience a lot more memorable as well.
It did, because I was unsure. I was, as I said before, I was like, are you sure about this before we do it? This is not going to affect it.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially if it was a single guy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit, scary that first time. I didn't, but then
after about 30 seconds.
I was okay. Yeah.
30, very good seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but to me, like, that, as you said, that little bit of jealousy part, me showing that, say, okay, well, let's do this, let's pack the bag, let's put something on, showed her that I was committed to this as well.
You did.
And she didn't need to think, oh, is he really just saying this? You know what I mean? So,
I think we met, when we met, we had both been in the scene.
Mm.
So we both knew about each other that we liked it.
Right. Yep.
That was a very helpful, I think.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm. But on the other side, like, this has been a great journey for us to fall into as well. Yeah, it's been exciting, so. Yeah.
I can imagine. Mm. Yeah.
Because looking back 5 years ago.
Yes.
I was one of those.
We're both completely
normal,
different
uptight, secretive.
Yes.
Australians.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So my final question is, what value does swinging add to your life?
Oh, definitely experiences.
Just intimacy too.
Yeah, yeah.
The level of intimacy is.
Yeah. So it's one thing that Nikita and I have always talked about when doing our Friday night drink nights in the bedroom. Yeah. And having our sexy time, so to speak, is that Nikita gets to express her fantasies to me openly and honestly, not filtered or...
No, not feeling like I have to be ashamed of it.
Yeah, and then we get to,
express
those fantasies and have those experiences together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah, and that's the part that we really like. We'll say, hey, you know, we like this, let's try that again. And then when we do, it was like... How cool was that?
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, that was awesome. Yeah. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Because how do you know if you haven't tried something? That's my motto.
Yeah.
And that's what I say. It's all about that experience for us.
Yeah.
It's not like that we wake up in the morning and you know, I feel like having sex with somebody else or Nikita does. Mm. It's all about having that experience together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I had a friend who was also on the podcast once who said, I'm collecting good experiences and funny stories.
Yeah.
And it's kind of true. You end up in one of those categories.
Yeah. We do have some funny stories. Yeah. So we don't have any negative stories.
No.
We won't put ourselves, we're both two street smart, we won't put ourselves in those situations where you'll have those negative stories, but we do have some funny stories.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That was very smart when you said that too.
But humour is important.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, all the time.
That's
that's important.
Yes. Good experiences and funny stories.
Yeah.
We're going to use that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Feel free to do that.
Yes.
Is there anything you feel like adding now that you have the microphones? And...
No, I'm good.
Mm. I don't know, I guess for other couples, just be open, honest. And look, I think the biggest part was...
Honesty is my main thing.
If you have something that you want to share with your partner, you should express that to your partner.
Mm.
But also your partner needs to have an open mind and listen as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing to say, hey, put yourself out there like Nikita did for the first time. Yes, I fantasized about that for years. I'd like that.
Yeah.
And especially, I think it's more so when the woman expresses sexuality things to a guy.
Mm.
A guy might a little bit ego-driven, you know what I mean?
Mm.
You talk to most guys, they always want the one guy, two girl thing, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to have those experiences and your wife comes to you and says, hey, look, you know, I'd like to have another guy or multiple guys, whatever. It's up for the male too to say, you know, thanks for telling me that.
Yeah.
Let's work on that. You know what I mean? Open to that, but also appreciating your wife's honesty. Because I really think for the female to tell a male that, it's a lot more courageous, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that.
So. Yeah.
Mm. We're raised to be good girls.
Yes.
Correct.
Well behaved. And that definitely doesn't involve sex.
Yeah.
Mm.
But well, you
guys are studs, but girls labeled something different over here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And especially like when you're married or been in a long term relationship, for a wife to express that.
Yeah.
Every guy can go, oh, yeah, I want to see my wife or a girl with another girl. You know, that's just a given. But for a wife to express that, I think it takes a lot of courage.
Mm.
Yeah. So my thing is for men to. If you want to see your wife sleep with another girl, you should be open to the other
seeing
way around.
Yep.
100%. Yeah. Otherwise, it's selfish, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's one thing we pride ourselves on.
Yeah. Mm. That's a good point.
Yeah, definitely. Anything else?
I'm good.
I feel like I've done all the talking.
No. That'll be your first time.
Well, I do remember the night we met. I think you used to talk most of the night, didn't you?
I think we did.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. But you do have the silky voice.
My thanks.
Nice.
All right.
And I think you have been speaking for the both of you. You have been agreeing. I've been seeing you nodding a lot, Nikita. So, yeah.
Right. Everything he said is perfectly 100% spot on.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for participating.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.